Now we're up and running.
Yeah, it's going fine, yeah. I think. Let's see, if you had a lot of cousins and uncles and aunts living around you, you said this town is full of them.
Kinfolks, we answered that.
I know, but it didn't get on the face. And then you'd say maybe, yes, she has the same family name and she does look a little like me, but I'm actually...
No kin to her?
Mm-hmm, that's what I want. Suppose somebody comes into town, no one they've ever seen him before, he'd be a what?
A stranger.
Okay.
You know George Washington's wife?
Marthy, I believe, is his wife's name.
What about a nickname for Helen beginning with an N?
Helen?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about there's a song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party. You know that song?
Yes, I remember that song.
What did you know the name of the girl there?
Aunt Dinah? Ain't done.
Okay. No, that's not the one I want. Oh, there's another song, Wait Till the Sunshine.
Nelly.
That's the word I want. What about a nickname for a little boy named William?
Bill. We call him Bill.
Okay. Anything else? Might be called?
You could call him Billy.
Okay. And the first of the four Gospels is by... Who wrote that?
Oh, wait a minute. I believe you got me there. First of the four Gospels. By John the Baptist, I guess.
Okay, you know the other one? That's not the first one. Okay, here's another one. Matt is a short name for what?
Matty.
Matt is a short name for what?
Matt.
Okay, no, that's not what I'm looking for. The book with the Sermon on the Mount.
Sermon on the Mount.
Well, that's the gospel of you.
I wouldn't know in that term, but.
Well, there's Mark and Luke and John, and the other one is who?
Peter, I guess. Wasn't Peter?
Okay, no, Matthew's what I was
thinking. Matthew's, that's right.
And a woman who conducts school is a.
School teacher.
Okay, do you have any other terms you ever heard today?
Well, we call them school mom, or something like that.
Uh-huh. Did you, when you were growing up, did you use that? Did you ever use that term?
No, I never did go to school that much.
Well, you did eventually.
Yeah, I believe I told you in the first tape.
Uh-huh.
I was 11 years old before I knew colored head of school.
Yeah, I've forgotten you told me that.
I think you got that on your first tape. I didn't know color that in no school. I don't know why it was white. The only thing I never know. But I know how to read and write whenever I first entered school.
Mm-hmm. Well, you told me people had taught you that. Who taught you to read
and write? Oh, just different one. Mostly, I come up mostly around white kids, you know, and they would... I'd ask them different questions. I'd quizzing just like we quizzing now, and I'd ask them, they would tell me. And Mama learned me my alphabets, and well, she learned me some, and the white kids what I'd be playing with. See, she'd go and work for white folks, you know, and me and the kids would be out there playing, and they'd have the school books and things, so, well, wasn't exactly school, fairy tale books.
Mm-hmm.
I think I learned, this is Dot, how do you do, Dot? I think Mama taught me that, but I asked the white kid, was that right? And they said, yes.
Oh, that's good. Well, let's see. Baseball's Hall of Fame is where? Do you know?
Coopertown, New York.
Okay.